Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 350, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 12, Truth Discovered.
It aired April 29th, 2000, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Jonathan Zacher. 350!
Yeah.
350. I had a whole bit planned where I was going to do an air horn, but then I accidentally ruined the surprise.
But you blew it because you just did it.
What happened was... I had the air horn up, and I was just wanted to make sure that it wasn't on, like, the ham or the dog barking or whatever.
Can you imagine? You're trying to, like, sneak an air horn in on me, and it just goes, ham.
I don't think it says ham that way anymore. Ham. They changed it because that clip was from something. But I went to, like, swipe over, and apparently that doesn't work. You have to hit the little thing, so instead of getting a cool air horn... I ruined a surprise,
yep.
So I'm sorry I let you down, everybody. I'm ashamed of myself. I ashamed the company. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers, 350 of them, apparently. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And you should, because Lightspeed Rescue, buck wild.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah, so absolutely do that. We're going to go watch Truth Discovered right now.
Rescue ready.
We're back, and we just watched Truth Discovered, and I don't know what it is about Lightspeed Rescue. I don't know what notes they got when the season started, but they are just going all out.
Yeah, they're just going crazy.
It is...
Last season, they shot a kid.
This season, it looked like they blew one up in a car crash.
It did imply... Even if only for a minute, that a child exploded.
We'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is jakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podknife, Podbay, Podbean, Podboys, Poddad, Podmom, Podsister, Podwindow. Now I'm just looking at things in my house. Pod.
Yes, leave us a rating and review on Pod Curtain.
Pod Curtains is the hot new podcast website. Everyone loves Pod Curtains, and you should too. And if you leave us a rating and review in any of those places, you can help the show out. Yeah, help people find the show and bump us up that mysterious voodoo algorithm that all sites run on somehow. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some neat stuff in return, including Tattoo Teen Jillian Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes, which we are going to need to figure out when to record some of those. So I looked. I didn't make a calendar this season.
Yeah, we can do it on the off world tour weeks.
That would be a long night.
You're right, because we have to watch them.
Because we have to watch two or three episodes. So maybe in a little bit. My little brother's going to be in town, and he'll probably be on that episode that he's in town for.
Well, we have to get the ones we've recorded out.
Yes.
So it's not, like, super pressing the moment.
We still got to get those out. So,
we can have some time to figure
out. Yeah, as soon as we get those out, we'll figure out maybe what we... Because I didn't make a calendar, so I'm not, like, super strict about, like, in my head, I don't have a rigid set of rules that I applied to myself. So, like, maybe we'll just do a couple one-off weeks so we can use the Wednesday to...
Oh, yeah.
To record some of those, because we are...
Some TTAF.
Some TTAF. How would you pronounce a B and an H? Bah. Welcome to a podcast where we make a lot of noises.
Yeah, we're an ASMR podcast.
Oh, hey. This is ASMR. Is this how you do it? Is this ASMR?
I think so.
Hey, everybody. Did your head tingle? Did I do an ASMR to you? I had to listen to this later. Why did I do that?
I don't know. Now your head's going to tingle. You're going to freak out. And you don't know what that means.
I don't get ASMR.
What does it mean if you make your own head tingle?
Then congratulations, you did it. The prestige. So we are, it's this Friday, which is when we do our other stuff, our shout outs and whatnot. And we got a couple new patrons. So that's pretty, we just keep getting new patrons. You guys are the best.
That's pretty incredible.
So first up, we got a deer fish.
Thank you, a deer fish.
Love
deer
it.
Deer is in the animal or deer is in like deer's deer John?
Deer's in the animal. Oh. I know about deer. I know from deers. I don't know what a deer fish is. Little fish with antlers.
I mean, it's probably like the jackalope of the sea.
Okay. and also Robert pledged.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you very much for helping the show out. We really appreciate it. I think we got an email. Okay, so we did get one that is very long, which is a good, this is a good chance for us to bring up how long emails aren't going to get read on the show anymore. so here's the thing. We have a whole podcast that we have to do. I'm crying from that stupid ASMR bit that I just did. I know it sometimes doesn't seem like we have to do a podcast. We stumble into one. But we have to talk about the show. So long emails, long reviews, things that are very long, we just can't do anymore. Also, the more that I have to read, the worse I get at reading out loud. So that's also a problem for me. So thank you for the emails. But if you want one read on the show, keep it to like 2 paragraphs, you know, reasonable, smaller, reasonable length. Appreciate it. So we don't have any other emails. We don't have anything else pressing. Don't think we have any new reviews.
No, probably not.
I don't think we
I don't think so. We just read them.
That episode hasn't even gone out yet. So, yeah. So we are going to jump right into this Buck Wild episode of Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue. Do you remember week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, when there was a real gun?
Yeah.
And we're like, can't get crazier than a real gun.
Well. I don't know if this is crazier than a real gun, but it's like nipping on those heels.
Yeah, it's about as unexpected as a real gun.
Yeah.
Because we start off where we ended, which is in the conference room right after. To Power Rangers' credit, they didn't do that thing where they just do it again, but then a little different.
Right.
So it's the same as the last. It's right after the end of the last episode, and where Captain Mustache said that the Titanium Ranger is my son. So we start off with him saying, "That's why I stopped you, because I couldn't let you destroy my son." And Dana is confused, and she's like, "Ryan was killed in a car crash." She says, "Killed."
Yes,
that's a quote.
It's right after the captain said, "I could not let you destroy my son."
Yeah.
Dana says, "He was killed in a car accident."
So it might be some sort of rule.
I think it's
where,
like, the good guys cannot kill something, but someone can die in an accident.
Well, it's also because, like, the bad guys can't say killed. I think it can't be active.
Yeah.
I think it can't be, like, because there's a lot of rules. The MPAA, I don't know, Standards and Practices, I assume, has, like, a similar set of weird guidelines. But, like, if you're making a movie and there's a sex scene in it, there's literally an amount of thrusts that you can do before you have to, like, change how the scene has to, like, move on a little bit. Or else you get dinged and your rating goes up immediately. You can only say the F word one time in a PG-13 movie, but it cannot refer to the act of having sex. There's a lot of very strange, very weird, oddly puritanical rules in place. And I feel like that's also kind of how it is. So it's like, you can't kill someone, but someone can be killed by, like, forces of nature outside of their control. It's still weird to hear.
Or maybe they were like, screw it, just we'll pay the fine on this.
That would be awesome. Like, that's my favorite thing. Whenever, like, in wrestling or on like on live TV or whatever, when someone just does something and like someone backstage is like, we'll pay the fine. Like, it's,
yeah,
you know, it's because, like, you need to do it. It's important that you do it. So I like that a lot. Turns out he wasn't killed in the car crash, Ryan. What happened was
even crazier, right? Somehow
crazier. So Captain starts telling a story and there's a flashback and they were driving, come back from their grandma's. It's just the three of them, so presumably this is after their mom passed away, or she wasn't there because she doesn't get along with grandma, or she had to work, or something. Who knows? So they're coming back. It's raining. There's a truck, a semi, coming down the other side, and they got new toys from their grandma.
Yes, they got... Ryan at least had a fire truck.
She had a doll.
She had a doll? Okay, yep. I did not see the doll.
It was just, like, in her lap. But it wasn't. She wasn't like playing with it. She just like had it, and she was like moving the arms.
Yeah, because the fire truck lights up and makes noise.
Yeah, so you're distracted by that. So he looked back to look at his children, and then he looked back at the road, and there was a semi truck.
He looked back at the headlights of a semi,
and so he swerved out of the way, and he went right through the barricade off a cliff, but not immediately off a cliff. It was like a little bit of land before that.
He had the wherewithal to know he was going off a cliff.
Yeah.
So he unbuckled, dove into the back seat, grabbed his children, and dove out the back door with them.
What you say grabbed his children? That was not readily apparent.
It looked like he grabbed Dana.
Because he went out Dana's side. So it looked like he just got Dana, and they rolled out. And the car goes off the cliff. They roll down the cliff a little bit. He grabs a root sticking out of the cliff face. And the car lands straight upside down on the ground and explodes. And I thought Ryan was in there.
I did too. I was going to be like, how is he going to explain that Ryan did not die when he just blew up in a car that landed upside down?
Yeah. Well, turns out that, well, we go to the theme song. And that's why I was like, oh, he died.
Yeah.
Because they didn't really show, you will see the same role again, and you can tell that there's two kids there. But in this first time, if you're not looking for it, it literally just looks like he just grabbed Dana. So, come back from the theme song. He's hanging by a root. Ryan has slipped down him and is hanging by his shoe. He's holding onto Captain Mustache's shoe. And, like, I'm slipping. And he's got, like, one hand on Dana and, like, one on the root in the rain. It's not a great time. And so Diabolico astral projects up to him.
Yeah, so he's hanging off this root, the captain, and he's just like, somebody please help. Like, I don't know how to get out of this situation.
Yeah. Hey, quick question. Where's the truck driver?
He just kept going. He has time that he has to meet.
He didn't have a load.
Oh, he didn't?
No, it's just the front of the truck.
Oh, he's just a dink then.
Yeah. What a bad guy. So Diabolico's force ghost is floating in front of them, and he says, I will save your son, but I get to keep him.
We're playing for keeps.
And Captain Mustache is like, first of all, Diabolico's like, hey, I'm here to help. And Cap's like, go away.
He was just screaming, I need help. And then Diabolico shows up and is like, I will help. He just, go away.
So I'm assuming that he knows who this is. Because if not, well, he just casually...
If not, look at it. You're like, somebody please help. Not you, though, please.
And somebody else. But like, he just casually says, go away to the devil, basically.
Yeah.
It's a boss move. So he's like, okay, fine. I'll go away. And he he's like, floats away. His choice is yours or whatever. And he disappears.
Good luck.
Choice is yours and yours alone. So Ryan slips. He has a hold of the shoe, but the shoe comes off the foot. And Ryan starts falling. And Captain Mustache says, save him. And so Diabolico's force ghost teleports in and grabs Ryan and dips out. Now, isn't Diabolico in a demon casket in Egypt right now?
Yes.
So why, how can Diabolico
There's only one answer to that question. Plot convenience. Is this a Tommy situation? Did they not learn their lesson to watch ahead? And there's like suddenly,
oh no, because this is all American.
No, because he's all American.
He's not even in the Sentai. It's a Tommy situation in that they wanted to make a Tommy.
But why did they break their own continuity for it?
I'm hoping we learn something.
I mean, it's not physically Diabolico.
No, it's just like, it's literally like an astral projection. Like, it's not like the guy there. But
it does catch a kid.
He does grab and teleport away with a kid. So what I want to know, did Ryan go back to the casket for the next, 15 or so years, and did he get released too? But he's also not a demon, so he didn't get to turn into a ghost and fly away. They just opened the casket, and he had to walk back to Mariner Bay.
That's what took so long.
That's why it took 12 episodes.
Also, they needed to develop a power for him to steal.
Yes. That too. So we cut back to present day. Diabolico has him, and like he's floating there before we cut back to present day. He's like cradling him, and Captain Mustache says, like, I'll do anything, just give me back my son. And he's like, no way. He's mine until his 20th birthday. You won't see him again until his 20th birthday. And then he flies away. And then we cut back to modern day, where Dana is shedding a tear because she's very sad, learning that her brother, she's happy that he's not dead, but sad that he is kept by demons.
He is raised by demons.
Yeah, which is just a bad time for pretty much everybody. Carter puts his hand on Captain Mustache's shoulder and says, we won't fight him anymore, and we'll do whatever we can to get him back. Because Carter is a good dude.
Yeah.
And I like that about Carter.
And then the camera, like, pans over to Joel.
Yeah.
Who looks sad that he does not get to fight the captain's son anymore.
I don't know what emotion they're going for. Maybe it's like Joel too. But it just kind of looks like Joel's there like, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Carter's a Red Ranger, I guess. We cut back to Diabolico's house. They're, you know, the House of Demons. Or the Dark Kingdom, as they call it later, which is literally the first bad guys from the Sailor Moon or the Dark Kingdom. So that's been out for 8 years at this point, almost. So Ryan has boy band hair. He is super duper a boy band member. I don't know which one. One of the lesser ones.
He's like the Lance Bass.
I don't think he would even be in NSYNC. I feel like
he is the Lance Bass of whatever. Like, of like.
Of O-Town. He's like O-Town's Lance Bass. Lance Bass, who did the voice of Sephiroth in Kingdom Hearts.
That's insane to me.
And
every time I remember that, I'm like, really? Lance Bass?
Lance Bass, and also Lance Bass did the voice of 5 boy band members in an episode of Gravity Falls. They're all clones. That's a very good episode. So, Diabolico's lying to Ryan. That's this whole scene. He's like, your dad hates you, and he gave you up to save his daughter because he only likes his daughter. You remember, right? And Ryan's like, yeah, I remember. But he clearly doesn't. And it's also, they're playing it a little weird. They want it both ways because they want him to be like a little sympathetic, but also want him to still be the bad guy for the rest of the episode. So like the emotional stuff at the end will land more. So I get that. But it reads right now that like he doesn't remember and doesn't believe Diabolico. But then in like 2 minutes, he's like, I hate my dad, and crumples up a picture.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to serve 2 masters, I guess.
Also, I didn't notice it right away. But I did a little later. I think it's the cliff scene later. He's played by Rhett Fisher. He does come back, I think, for the mega battle or whatever that was called.
Is that the character's name?
Yeah. No,
actor's name?
That's the actor's name.
Yeah.
He looks like he could be Dana's brother in real life.
For real, yeah.
There's a lot of, like, family resemblance in their faces.
Yeah, they have, like, a like, very similar bone structure, and their lips are very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, good casting.
Really good casting.
Yeah. It's like, you know what's weird is they decided they were going to do this. They're like, we're going to make a Power Ranger and we're going to do it all from scratch. They were able to like make the story do what they wanted because they know they were going to have to film everything anyway. So good job.
Imagine if there was just a whole season of that.
I imagine that every day of my life, Josh.
What if they were just like, the Sentai is weird, goofy looking train, so let's skip it. We'll just make a Power Rangers.
The problem
and
is
then
that is
and then they can flip it. And the next Sentai could use Power Rangers footage.
Oh, I would love that. I don't think that'll ever happen because that would be prohibitively expensive because Power Rangers is built on a bedrock of cheap.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing it cheap. Also, somebody said that Hasbro, now that they own Power Rangers, are we going to get a Power Ranger cartoon?
Oh, snap.
We gonna get a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger cartoon?
I'd watch it.
How would we cover that on the show?
The same way we cover this?
That's an extra episode a week, though, when it's on.
You're right.
I think Ranger Danger would probably do it, so we'll just probably do that once we catch up.
Once we get to it?
Yeah. So that's if they do it. That's just, I don't want to put it out in the air that it is happening,
right.
But I want to secret it into the existence and that it will happen, please. Ryan starts like storming around. He's like, I'm going to go punch my dad. And Diabolico's like, hold on. You can punch your dad later. We got stuff to do first. Then we cut back to the captain's office, and he's like looking at a fish tank, and he's sad, and he's like, "I, for 20 years, I dreamed of seeing him, and for 20 years, I hoped I never would, because what do you say to a kid that got by demons? Also, your math's a little off because he was not a zero-year-old baby.
No, he was at least five.
I would say 4 or 5, somewhere in that area. So, like, 16 years, you know.
Yeah.
That's a long enough time. It was the 80s then.
Right.
Dana's also there, and she says, like, you could have told me. And he's like, well, I was afraid to.
What was I going to tell my 5-year-old daughter? Yeah. Oh, your brother was taken by demons?
And how long do you wait before being like, oh, by the way.
Right.
Remember how your brother was killed in a car crash? Turns out, just kidding. The devil took him.
The devil took him. He's alive.
The literal Christian devil took him.
And as I am telling you this right now, he's being raised by the actual devil.
Out there somewhere. We don't know where.
Egypt, maybe. Who knows?
Probably Egypt, as far as we can tell. So she like, she's like, you had no other choice. Like, you had to let him, like, it was that or he would die. So, like, you saved his life. You still did the right thing, even if it was, like, a crappy choice. And she, like, takes his hand. And we cut to the next day. He's walking down a hallway, and Dr. Fairweather is, like, walking by. It's the only instance we get of her this episode. She's like, good morning, Captain. And he stonewalls her and just walks right by her. And she's like, okay. Like, she just, like, looks around like, okay, something's weird. And he walks into the main command area. And a guy comes up. Guy doesn't get a name, but I hope this guy keeps coming back. I want to name him. I feel like he looks like a dicky to me.
A dicky?
Dicky.
Can we say that on the podcast?
We can say dicky on the podcast.
I'll agree with dicky.
Yeah.
Just so we can keep saying dicky, I
guess. Yeah, it looks like a dicky. And so he's like, Captain, I got the daily status report, and he just signs it like my dad would at 4 in the morning when he had to sign my planner for school.
He wants to ignore Dickie. He wants to just keep going, but Dickie is just like, hey man, do you want to look at these or what?
Yeah, he literally grabs it and is like, there you go, and like scribbles on it.
It's just a squiggle line.
Like, she's like, did you ever have to do that in middle school? Like, you had a planner and your parents had to sign the bottom every day just to be like, yes, I looked at this, and you have homework and you did it. Like, that ever happened to you?
No.
Okay, it was a thing that we had to do for a little while. And, like, if you could time it right in the morning, like, if I was, like, almost late, my dad was starting to scramble, like, I could be like, oh, by the way, I'm a planner. And he'd be like, yeah, and he would just sign it and not look at it. Because, like, I never did any homework. I didn't get into a good college for a lot of reasons. So, that's his, and then he, like, hands it back and then walks away. And he's like, do you want to look at it? And Captain's like, nah, not right now. And he just walks away, like
he leaves. He just walks through the room.
Yeah. He came in and left, and we don't know where he went. So then we cut to Ryan on a roof, and he's transformed, and he hits the little button there's no actual button, but he like taps the side of his helmet and the visor goes up so he can see his eyes. And this is when I realized that this is a reverse Darth Vader situation.
Yeah.
May the 31st be with you. And Ryan's like, he was no father to me, and you will regret it. And he crumples up that picture of the three of them from last episode. And then we cut back to command. Power Rangers come in. They're like, hey, where's Captain? And Dickie's like, we don't know. He just left.
He left, didn't tell anybody where he was going.
And they're like, what do you mean, Dickie? What, like, what happened? And they're like, he's gone. And as they're like, okay, well, what do? They're like, they all have like different things. Like, Chad's like, well, like, we have to do something. We can't just like wait around because there's like an alarm going off because Ryan is attacking the town, as we'll see in a second. And like Joel's like, we got to go after him. And Carter's like, hold on. Like, let me just think for 1 second. While this is happening, Dana slips away. She gets in the Road Rover. I want to call it the Road Rover, which is a cartoon show about dogs that got superpowers. It was like,
man, do you remember the 90s when just animals were getting superpowers all over the
place?
Have
you ever seen Road Rovers?
I have not.
Okay. So, it was not just like regular dogs. That would be too easy.
Of course.
These dogs were like the dogs of like leaders of nations. So like the president's dog and the queen's dog and presumably the Russian czar's dog and maybe one other. And then there was one dog that was kind of crazy, and they would get in these little, they would be dogs or just regular dogs, and they get in these little like secret dog houses, and they get suits on. It turns them into people with dog heads, and they can talk, and they're smart now. And it's so weird. One of them was a big shaggy dog that was from Australia, maybe. I don't know.
Man.
Here's the problem. The Queen's dog was a border collie. Everyone knows the Queen's got corgis. Everyone knows that, Road Rovers.
Drop the ball. That's why no one talks about Road
Rovers. No one remembers
Road
Rovers.
That's why we're not doing a Road Rovers podcast.
Yeah, also,
right,
there's only, I think, one season of it, maybe two. Anyway, they're like Zordon was like a guy who was super into dogs.
This is a crazy dog guy.
Just like a dog guy.
I made these suits to turn you into people.
To fight crimes. What crimes? I don't remember.
International crimes, if I had to guess.
International dog-based crimes.
Dog-based world police.
Yeah. Dog police. Oh, do you guys remember? Have you guys seen the Dog Police music video?
No.
Dog police is wild. I can't talk about Dog Police because it will be stuck in my head for another year, and I just can't do that to myself. But I will post the video when this episode goes up to poison your mind. Also, once we get to SPD, there's an actual dog cop. So, like, that's all I'm going to be thinking of. Just know that in my head, the Dog Police song will be going off forever. Anyway, God, I hate Dog Police. So they're like, oh, where'd Dana go? Back to Power Rangers. Remember Power Rangers, the show that we talk about sometimes?
It's no Road Rovers.
It's no Road Rovers, and it's certainly no Dog Police. So they run. I don't know what happened to me.
If we ever did do a Road Rovers podcast, the theme song has to be
absolutely
Dog Police.
Absolutely, it would be Dog Police. I'm going to play it when we're done.
I've never heard it. I don't know what it is.
Oh, the video is horrifying.
This whole thing feels like a fever dream to me right now.
Well, it might be. But it will be real soon. So they find Dana. She is...
Yeah, they turn around and she's gone. And Carter is like, oh, she's going after him.
She's going after him. I thought they meant after Captain Mustache. They meant after Ryan.
Yeah, because we see her in the rescue rover as it slowly descends down the platform or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's like a little ramp thing.
So they run in and they see her. She just like looks at them and squints a little bit. It's just so slowly going down.
Here's the thing.
So you guys could jump in.
You
that.
Can get in. There's no roof on that car. So then we cut to Ryan menacing some townspeople. He's like shooting around and like knocking people over.
There's a lot of dust and sparks, but I swear some of those blasts are hitting people.
Oh, for sure they are. He's about to execute someone when Dana jumps in. Like, he straight up is about to shoot someone dead with his blaster. And Dana jumps in and blocks the blast and knocks it away. And so now they're about to fight. And guess what, everybody? It's very good.
Yeah. Oh, man. So Dana ends up getting the brunt of the offense on her. Like, she takes...
She's not really fighting back as much as she could, but
she's
that's on purpose.
She's fighting more defensively, but he's kind of breaking through it. But she does so many cool dodges, and they're so quick and so subtle that, like, if you guys aren't watching Dana fight, please watch Dana
fight.
Yeah,
it's so good. There's one, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a dragon screw, but she does it to herself.
Yeah, he tries to like roundhouse kick her almost, and she like corkscrews under his leg, around his leg.
Around to grab his leg, and then he like jumps up, pulls his leg over that one, and kicks her in the chest before landing back on his feet. At one point, he flips her upside down. She lands on her feet. It's so good. And then, because her baton got knocked out of her hand like pretty early.
Yeah. It ends with him like kicking her in the midsection, and she flies up and does a backflip, lands on her feet, and then collapses to a knee.
And then, like, drops to one. It's so good. And she's like, this whole time, she's like trying to like appeal to him, be like, Ryan, like this isn't you. Like, you know, like, whatever you were told is wrong. Like, Dad wanted to save you. And he's like, no, he only cared about you. And she's like, don't you remember? Like, you wanted to be a fireman just like him. So.
They snuck it in there so quick.
It was slick. Like, he had a fire truck in the beginning. You're like, maybe he's just into fire trucks. And maybe
I had a fire truck.
I had a fire truck. I was also on Junior Fire Explorers. No big deal.
I wasn't. I just had a fire truck.
You can see, everyone can have a fire truck, no matter what. So you think maybe, like, maybe that's why Captain Mustache has a soft spot for Carter. Because, like, his kid wanted to be a fireman. So, like, here's his fireman. Like, feels that kind of bond with him. But no, Captain Mustache used to be a fireman. So looks like our theory might be true.
It's Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. So the other Rangers show up right before Ryan can, like, shoot her or hit her. I think he's, like, cocks his gun. He turns back into gun mode, to blaster mode.
Yeah.
And he's about to, like, shoot her. And the Rangers show up. Does she get hit, or do they just scare him off?
I think he just runs off.
I don't remember. But she, like,
they show up. I think she might say something to him. Like, they might go back and forth again real quick. When the other Rangers get to Dana, Ryan is, like, very cartoonishly running off.
Yeah, like, his, like, legs are kind of flailing. Yeah. Like,
he's like, high-kneeing out.
Yeah. So then we'll pick up back up with Ryan running in a couple of minutes. Then Viper shows up. The Rangers aren't morphed yet, so Viper shows up with a monster who will not get a name.
I thought the monster was Diabolico for a second.
It's gold and spiky, so, yeah, like, you're not far off. They morph, and so when you noticed something in the morph sequence.
Yeah, they also have the little face mask under their visors.
Yeah.
Because, like, their helmets pop on, and you can see the mask for, like, a split second, and then the visor drops in.
I did not notice that.
What a good attention to detail. They made a good Power Ranger.
Here's the other cool thing. The Cyborg Rangers have that mask too. When you saw into their hood,
yeah,
like, that was part of their, like, face kind of area. So, like, nice. Good job, Power Rangers. So they do a fight. This is the only Sentai footage we get. I'm really going to miss when you can't tell.
Yeah.
I'm really going to, because you can tell, it's pretty obvious. And then we're really going to miss it when it's just, like, all HD and it doesn't matter. So they do a fight, they do a unilaser, they blow him up, his trap card activates.
He, like, upgrades the trap card before he throws it down, though, because he holds it up, and we get, like, a close-up of it.
Yeah.
And there's this blue circle, or oval, I guess, on the back of it that, like, this new image appears in, and he's like, you will grow bigger and better than you were before. And he just, like, tosses it into the wet meat of the monster on
it
the ground.
It makes, like, a sound.
Yeah, it's so gross.
It's pretty gross.
It's so nasty.
He just threw it into a Lunchable. Like, he just, like, when you kill a demon, I guess they just turn into, demons are made of Lunchables. Or, conversely, Lunchables are made out of demons.
It's probably the latter.
Probably. Yeah. A little both.
He grows, but he also gets, like, new spikes and, like, sails, like,
he
fins does,
he
on
gets
him.
Fin sails, yeah. I don't. He's not a water monster. He's got a big snake arm that grows.
Yeah,
that's it.
He turns into a Digimon, like a third or fourth stage.
He's
Digimon.
He's like straight up a Greymon. Yeah. Like, he's in the Greymon line. Like, he has the little skull hat. Like, just straight up a Greymon. I don't. He's like Demon Greymon.
Yeah, he's not so Digivolved that he's a person.
No, well, I mean,
because I know some of them just, like, turn into people if they go far enough.
Well, yes. It's weird because it depends on the Digimon, obviously, but, like, also sometimes they'll turn into a people and then they'll digivolve again and they're back to not a people. So, like, the Gabumon line is Gabumon, who's, like, a little, like, wolf seal, turns into a wolf, turns into a werewolf, turns into a metal wolf. I don't know why he goes back down. But then there's, like, Patamon turns into Angemon, who's just straight up an angel, like a dude, man, angel.
Right.
But then there's, here's a bunch of Digimon facts for everybody. Then there's, the Togemon line, who is, Palmon line. Palmon turns into Togemon, who is a big cactus. She's a little palm tree, turns into a very big cactus, turns to a much smaller Lilymon, who's just a person, like a Thumbelina.
Right.
Like, it's weird. Digimon has no rules. Anyways, this is all to say, this is not a Digimon podcast. They get in, they call their Zords. They're doing the big boy Zord, the big train rescue rail Zord. Does it have a name? Super Train?
Super Train Megazord.
So they land Super Train, and upgraded Demon Greymon is much bigger than the last time they were Super Train. He is not the same height, but it's not like up to their knees.
Yeah, he's up to, like, their chin.
Yeah.
His horns kind of go up to their nose. But they land in the Megazord. We get the whole transformation sequence. They land and just unload every missile and bullet and weapon that they have on him.
Yeah, it's wild. They have a lot of artillery.
It's so much. They, like, blast the missiles out of the left arm and blast the turbine off the right arm.
Yeah, they don't. They also don't have any of the problems they had last time where, like, we're losing power and we're using up too much and we're going to explode. And none of that.
Yeah, that stinks because that means they can just do this whenever they want.
Yeah. Well, I think there's still, like, a recharge period, maybe, hopefully. But he, like, the demon Greymon grabs them and like drains them. And they're like, oh, he's draining our power. And it doesn't really matter. They just punch him and then do the turbine rev.
Yeah. And he dies. He falls backwards and blows up in a huge fireball.
Oh, yeah. It's enormous. Almost as big as the fireball from when the car exploded earlier.
Almost. Not quite as big as the explosion that we thought killed a child.
That
but...
we thought a kid was in. So then we cut back to Ryan still running. And he demorphs and he stops. He's like, and he's at the cliffs. From the beginning of the episode, it's daytime now, and 15 years later, I knew this was going to happen because Captain Mustache is secretly Batman.
Yeah,
he's got that Batman power of like being behind you.
Right, he knows where the bad guys are,
and they set the shot up that I was like, Captain Mustache is going to be there, and because it like kind of rotates around Ryan, and there's Captain Mustache, and he's like, he basically tries to like appeal to him and be like, hey, like. Do you remember what happened here? Like, I tried to save you. Like, you had a fire truck. It was a whole thing. And he's like, no, you're lying. Captain just basically tries to tell him the story, and it doesn't really work. And so Ryan grabs him and, like, pushes.
Ryan demorphed at some point.
He demorphed when he stopped running.
Yeah.
And so he grabs Captain Mustache and he, like, pushes him off a cliff, but, like, with him, like, he runs off a cliff with
he just,
Captain
like,
Mustache.
Tackles him off a cliff.
They grab onto the root, the same root. From 15 years ago. Like, Ryan should name his kid after this root. Like, so they're hanging from the root, and he's got Ryan by the hand, and Ryan starts having flashbacks of, like, the day and, like, what happened, and, like, how Diabolico's like, gotcha, he's mine for 20
right,
years.
Because Captain's holding the root with one hand, and he's holding Ryan with his other hand this time.
Yeah.
And he's saying, like, the same things. Like,
yeah, so I got you, buddy.
Try
like,
to hold on, buddy. Don't let go.
It's really good. So he realizes that like everything Diabolico told him was a lie, so he like climbs up Captain Mustache and like grabs on the other side of the root, and there's like he's like, yeah, and they smile because like, yeah, hey, you remember, like, you're back. And then there are two grown men holding onto this root, and starts to give, and Captain Mustache is like, it's not gonna hold both of us. And he smiles at Ryan and he lets go.
He says goodbye, Ryan, and yep. Then let's go of the root.
And then Ryan looks down. Let's go, kicks off the wall, and then...
Yeah, he does that Batman thing where you just push your arms behind you so you fall faster.
Yeah.
Which I think would lessen your air resistance, so you would, like...
Yeah, yeah, that's real.
Spike down.
Yeah.
And he also morphs.
He morphs midair.
Yeah.
And he grabs Captain Mustache, and I guess he flips over so that Captain Mustache lands on him. Or like redirects them to like a lower area so they can tumble down like the cliff a little bit more instead of just hitting the ground and dying.
I was thinking before Ryan climbed up and grabbed the root himself, because next episode is Ryan's destiny.
Yeah.
So I was thinking they were going to push the like evil Ryan one more, like he would still be evil the next episode. So I was expecting him to just morph and let go of the captain's hand.
Right.
Because he's a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
He'd be fine.
They can, historically, they can jump high and land from high up and be fine. They land hard, so he demorphs, because when you tumble down a hill, you demorph, as is the rule.
As is tradition.
Captain, the Rangers show up, and they see him, and Captain's like, hold on. He does that, like, you know, hand up, like, I got this, like, don't scare him off. And he's like, I would have sacrificed myself 1,000 times to save you. I hope you understand that, or something. I forget exactly what he says. And then Ryan turns to leave, and Captain's like, no, I can't lose you again. Like, I just got you back. I can't lose you again. And so Ryan, like, turns around, starts walking away, and takes his morpher off and drops it, and then runs up the hill and, like, leaves. Now, put that in your pocket. You don't even have to put it in your pocket. You can just keep it in your hand.
Yeah, just hold on to it for 1 second.
For literally 1 second. Because we cut to Ryan at Diabolico's place. Diabolico's like, past don't matter. Doesn't matter. That's all. Who cares if I lied to you? Who cares about the other stuff? Doesn't matter. You're going to be my demon successor. You're going to rule the Dark Kingdom with me. And Queen Beryl, I guess. She's here too. Then Ryan's like, no, not gonna. And he starts walking away.
So he, as he's walking away, I'm going to point it out.
Okay,
now.
Yes.
Because you can see it as he's leaving. Because it's a far shot of him walking out into darkness, which I guess is just the exit. Is there's no walls or
you
anything
just leave
around
darkness
this platform they're on. He totally has that morpher on his wrist,
100%. And the reason for this is that they shot it right after they shot him in the beginning of the episode. Like they just shot it at the same time. But You could have taken it off. It was in the script that you don't have it, you know?
Yeah, it's in the script that you threw it in the dirt.
Just a weird oversight. And then he leaves, and then it gets back to Diabolico, and that's where the episode ends. So
he ran away from his dad.
From his dad.
To tell his stepdad.
His demon stepdad.
His demon adoptive father to eat it.
To eat his shorts, man.
And leave.
And then leaves that stepdad. And who knows where he's going next? He's running out of dads.
I thought they were going to do, like, he's going to fight the demons from the inside. Like, he's going to pretend to be on their side. But when they get into the battlefield, he's going to start fighting the monster instead or something next episode.
I mean, there's still time for that because we don't know.
And he still has the Morpher, I guess.
Maybe not.
I guess we'll see next episode.
Only time will tell. So, Josh, you started.
I did.
I get to pick the first best. I kind of want to just give it to Dana's fight again. To Dana fighting.
Dana versus Ryan. That's what I was going to give it.
Okay. Because it was really good.
It was very good.
A lot of this episode is very good. And they hit all the emotional notes exactly the way that they should. And for Power Rangers, it's really impressive. But that fight's real good. The worst I'm going to say is... Oh, it's not a bad position to be in to not be able to think of a worst. But we need to. Do you have one?
I do.
What's your worst?
The Morpher.
The continuity error. Yeah.
Because, it's just too hard.
It's also 1 second later.
Yeah, like he just threw it in the dirt and ran away, and now he has that chunky thing on his wrist again.
To their credit, they didn't, like, zoom in on it or show it or feature it anyway in the demon lair, but it was a minute ago. So, like, maybe have a script supervisor? That's their whole job. MVP, I'm going to say, is Captain Mustache. I'm going to say it's Captain Mustache.
I think so.
He did a lot of good work.
He did.
Like, he carries the emotional stuff because he's not a fighter. So they hire him for his acting more than anything. Right. And his cool face scar. But he, like, sold everything really well. And, like, in universe, saved Ryan, like, sacrificed himself for Ryan at the end. Like, good stuff.
Yeah.
All very good stuff. So now, we got to rank this puppy. Last episode is at number 2. Is this better or worse than last episode? I feel like it's better.
I was leaning toward better. I think it is better than last episode.
Is it?
Because Ryan is established now.
Yeah.
So we don't have the, who's this guy? Why does he have this weird backstory all of a sudden?
Right.
So, yeah, I think I enjoyed this one more.
Okay, same. Also, kudos Power Rangers for making the second part of your unofficial two-parter better than the first part. That doesn't always happen.
No.
So, is this better than Kelsey Finds the Love of Her Life, an astronaut?
I don't think so.
I don't think it is either. So, coming in at the new number 2, Truth Discovered.
You are number 6.
All right, so that's going to do it for us for today. We'll see you on Monday for, let's see if I have it pulled up, for Ryan's Lightspeed. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Now I'm going to adjust this because I feel like it's like a mile away from my face.
I always have this like tiny little panic attack whenever we're like doing the morph call. I almost just was like, let's rescue.
Let's do it.
Saving the day.
Saving the day.